Good morning, MGTOW men. It's just on 3 a.m. Hello, you're going to ambush me, are you? Hello. I've got a pussycat. He's learned how to jump on me when I'm under the slippery fabrics, you know, so he doesn't sort of hit the sides of me and slide down sort of thing, you know. Very clever. Except when he lands on the soft bits. But I don't begrudge him. He's good. What I like about this MGTOW stuff, the men in it, is that there's all opportunities to learn, you know, to do better. And I don't mean like an endless sort of reach for perfection, but when there's obviously significant shortcomings in my, I've got the flu. When there's obviously significant shortcomings in my own fucking modus operandi, you know, is that people are whether they like it or not, they need it, you know. But people are presenting examples of how to do things better and how to live better and how to be better and all this sort of stuff, rather than just being a fucking jerk off who makes excuses for their own bullshit. And, so I've gone to go make some videos where I've gone to sort of, you know, like, because I tend to be absent-minded and highly focused and all this sort of stuff. So when I eat meals, they tend to be sort of dripping with things, and that sort of runs down onto my shirt, drips down onto my shirt. So while I can, onto my chest. And so while I can make excuses, yes, technically it's cold weather, it's a fresh shirt out of the wash, you know. And technically, it's not like, you know, it hasn't been like 40 degrees and I've been rolling around in the dirt and fucking covered in sweat and oil and grime and just covered in just shit, you know what I mean? And after like, you know, a week or 10 days and I'm starting to pong, you know, BO and fucking grime and shit, you know what I mean? Technically, it is a clean shirt with a few little food stains down the front. Well, I think that brainwashing about clean shirts does come from the washing machine manufacturers and the soap company manufacturers and the advertising industry. Unless your husband's going out the door with a really, really clean shirt on, you're a bad wife, you know. All that sort of brainwashing and programming, and to a degree, I am right, and to a degree. I thought about how I make up all these excuses for all my own bullshit. And what came out of it was that, just get a fucking towel, drape it round your front and over your shoulders, you know what I mean? So you don't have fucking, you know, food dripping on your shirt, you know? And, God. And, and there's lots and lots and lots of ways and means of just improving so many ways by paying attention to people, you know. And I do it my own ways too, you know what I mean? Like I say to people, you know, you need to fucking get your audio levels up because people can't fucking hear it, you know. I've got the video audio turned right up. I've got the audio on the system turned right up, and I've got the amplifier that the signal's going into turned right up, and I can't hardly fucking hear you above a ticking clock, you know what I mean? You know, getting up people about that sort of stuff, you've got to present in a professional kind of a way, you know? And finally, after several years of fucking, you know, warnings from the doctor saying you're too fat and you've got abnormal liver readings, you know, liver enzyme sort of readings or whatever, you know, you're getting a fatty liver and that's potentially very fucking bad. It suddenly occurred to me that I can just turn, you know, I can, when I'm eating, it's nice and it's normal and it's healthy to have a bit of fat in your diet, you know. But I've got plenty of I've got plenty of fucking fat, you know, in my diet, is, and you can see it, you know. So I've cut out all the seed oils and mayonnaise and shit like that, you know. And you know, I've cut right back on the fucking cheese, and I've decided that, like, you know, sometimes you can get really cheap meat sometimes, and I'm thinking, you know, a lot of that stuff I don't fucking like that much, you know, and I settle for lamb chops, you know, and mince meat, you know, I like that, it's, you know, good. Oh, man, my fucking head's so full of snot. Buckets of it. I told a chick tonight, you know what the difference, do you know what the difference between a handkerchief and a fucking bedsheet is? You can soak up lots more snot with a bedsheet, you know. Anyway, the and part of my stuff is to get just really enraged when I'm, you know, I've worked out a lot of these fucking useless cunts in administration are usually just, they're the version of low IQ fucking trolls, you know what I mean, online trolls. They're an administrative version of a fucking online troll. And I had to make an FOI application to a certain place about certain things, and you know, I was clear enough in what I said, you know, and you know, don't fucking, you know, the fucking idiot there just has to fucking play stupid and not make any effort whatsoever, you know, and so I've only been at this place, like, say, there's only sort of, say, three or four fucking times at a particular place, and there's only one time at another place, you know what I mean? And I only need one record out of the fucking three times at this particular place, you know? And I only need the complete record of my time at another place, you know? And the time, you know, I couldn't name the fucking dates, but I could name, you know, the event. Why I went there, you know, and what the issue was about. and for both of those records. And, you know, the stupid cunt, they didn't even fucking try. You know, like, I know about databases and I know about fucking filing systems, filing cabinets, printed documents, all that sort of shit, you know. So they're not sort of searching through, you know, 300,000 pages of, you know, loose leaf documents in the fucking basement or some shit, you know, all pertaining to me. It's just under my name, my address, my birth date, you know what I mean? And what, you know, the particular, you know, what the issues were at that time, you know, whether it was fucking, you know, bubonic plague or fucking, you know, or a schizophrenic episode or something, you know what I mean? It's clearly identifiable fucking situations and they were named, you know. And this cunt didn't even fucking try. You know, and I'm thinking, you fucking lazy fucking cunt. I sound like my mother, you know, you lazy fucking cunt. She had a good point, sort of. You know, this cunt, this fucking lazy cunt's not even fucking trying and they just sit on the request for 2 weeks and then fucking send a message back saying, oh, well, we don't have sufficient information to, you know, understand what your request is about. Could you please give us some more information, you know? And so I wrote him back a letter and I said, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it looks like you're not a... It's not that you don't have enough information to go on. You have sufficient to go information to go on, but you're just not making any fucking effort at all. You'd rather play bloody, you know, email ping pong games, you know? And you're not even trying. And so I wrote him back saying, well, you know, because I'm so dissatisfied with you not even making any sort of an effort whatsoever to find the documents that I'm after, I'm complaining about it, you know, about the standards of your conduct, and also complaining to the bloody Freedom of Information Commission, you know, because there's no excuses for what you're, you know, you're essentially trying to stonewall me. And I put that in the letter and emailed it back to them. And I'd send a copy off to the fucking, you know, the complaints department. And I'd send a fucking copy off to the FOI Commission, you know, saying this basically, I'm trying to get over repeating myself, you know, endlessly as if making the point once wasn't sufficient. But I did. I'd rather than getting fucking angry and getting the shit up about it, doing something about it, you know, do something about it. If there's a problem, do something about it. And don't sit there calling these stupid fucking cunts with their online trolling, you know, administrative trolling. Don't sit there calling these stupid cunts. Don't call them fucking lying, bludging, buck-passing fucking assholes, saying I don't say it, you know, as for what it is. You know, I don't. Your lack of performance on this subject, you know, it's inappropriate, and you know, it's at a level that's, you know, you haven't even fucking tried to find the documents. You're just playing games with people, you know, and you know, words to that effect, you know. So. Well, as a result of all this sort of mixing with MGTOW men, you know, I've got to make my... When I compare myself to other people, I see plenty of opportunities for improvement, and they are good improvements, and, you know, being a better person, doing a better job of it. Don't sit there snivelling and pissing and calling the fucking retards, saying, you know, say, you know, you're not addressing the issues... And you've got no excuse for it. So I'm complaining about your conduct to your management. you know. And that's like, that's like a fucking whack, 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 you know. You know. So when they walk into work Monday morning, they're going to go, oh, my God, you know. You know, because it's, you get that feeling, it's just, you know, the more sincere you are and the more straight down the line you are, the more the fuckheads view that as grounds to bait you and bloody manipulate you and try to press all your fucking buttons and shit, you know what I mean? Where I'm not interested in them and their crap, I'm just interested in the documents that I've applied for, you know? But this is what those fucking lazy lying cunts do. You know? So, yeah. And, yeah, just stop being nice to people and start to being sort of administratively fiendish. You know, as in like, you know, if they poke a broom into your fucking, into the front wheel of your bicycle, crown them, and you go ass over, then crown them with the fucking remains of the bicycle, you know what I mean? Wrap the frame around their neck and pull it tight, you know? My God. But, you know, that's what you do. You hold them accountable for their actions. And be an administrative fucking, you know, issue about it, you know. Yeah, so very grateful for all of this. Do better. Be responsible. Be more of an adult rather than a childish sort of a prick, you know, going, they won't do what they need. They won't do what they're supposed to do. They're being cunts. Well, fucking hold them accountable. You know, pencil to paper. Or word processor to fucking email, you know. Get into it. All right, guys. So I'll catch you later. Thank you. Bye.